our own White House correspondent, John Decker, on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well today, Jack.
All right. What do you have? What are you focusing on this morning?
Well, a few things. First of all, the results that came in yesterday from Election Day shows how potent an issue abortion still remains. We know what happened in the midterm elections in 2022, still energizing Democratic voters, and that could give you a sense about what may happen next year at this time in the presidential election cycle. And, of course, what's happening in Miami today, the third Republican presidential debate. Donald Trump will not be on that debate stage. Two of those candidates that will be there hoping to break away from the pack in particular. We're talking about Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. They're hoping to go one-on-one against Donald Trump, and tonight's another opportunity for them to get some momentum.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see some fireworks with fewer people on the stage, namely between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, if I had to guess.
I think that's a very good guess. I think that that's what we're going to see primarily. The other three candidates really have to justify remaining in the race. They're mired, stuck in the single digits. And, you know, if you're not gaining any traction, there really isn't a justification for remaining in this race. And, you know, that's something that Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie and Tim Scott have to realize as we get closer and closer to both Iowa and New Hampshire.
All right, tonight in Miami. Thank you, John Decker, our own White House correspondent. The third GOP presidential debate tonight in Miami without Donald Trump.